Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 451, How I Budget with Very Irregular Self-Employed Income, part one, by Kate Flanders of kateflanders.com. And I am Dan, your host each weekday here on the show, reading to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And don't forget that this is not the only show in our podcast network. We have four other shows as well where we narrate blogs for you. And Kate Flanders is also read over on Optimal Living Daily, so you might want to check that out. And you can find all of our shows by searching for Optimal Living Daily in the podcast app of your choice. But for now, let's get right to the first half of Kate's post as we optimize your life. How I Budget with Very Irregular Self-Employed Income, Part 1 by Kate Flanders of kateflanders.com. At every stage in my working life, I've had a different budgeting strategy. For the first 10 years, I usually just spent all my money within a few days of getting paid. My budgeting strategy involved taking a sticky note, writing down the amount of money I was getting on payday at the top, then subtracting all the amounts I knew I was going to have to pay out. At this stage, I considered myself lucky if I even had $50 left over. But that wasn't enough money to have fun, so then I used credit to pay for a lifestyle I couldn't afford, and eventually found myself maxed out with nearly $30,000 of debt. In 2011, I had to get serious about my financial situation, and that included adopting a new-to-me strategy, budgeting. Like, at all. Up to that point, I had never written a monthly budget in my life, but we all have to start somewhere, and for me, the starting line was 2011. After getting used to budgeting with a job where I was paid biweekly, I wrote two basic posts about how I wrote my monthly budgets, and even advised you on how you could create your own. And in 2015, I had a full-time job where I was getting paid twice a month. So I changed my strategy to one that involved budgeting monthly, semi-monthly, and weekly. In the 4 years that I was budgeting with a full-time salary, the process always revolved around one thing: figuring out what I was going to do with that month's income. It didn't really matter how much I earned or how often I got paid. There was always a set amount of money coming in each month, and my job was to figure out what to do with it. When I announced that I had quit my job in June of 2015 to work for myself, I knew my budgeting strategy was going to change again. I knew this, but I didn't understand just how much it was really going to have to change. The first lesson I learned, there was no such thing as living on each month's income. For the first 6 months or so, this might have been possible. Do you remember when I tested out writing monthly income reports? I quit publishing these reports a few months later after realizing I didn't want to become a blogger who talked about how to make money online. Cheers to growing your blog your own way. The numbers were somewhat consistent. After taxes, I was usually taking home $3,000 to $4,500, so technically I could have budgeted and lived within 1 month's income for a while. That was what I had prepared myself for. Before I quit my job, I was constantly running calculations and creating spreadsheets for how I would manage my finances with irregular income. But what I didn't prepare myself for was just how irregular things would eventually become. What self-employed income really looks like for me. It started in late February 2016 when I had my hip surgery and took most of the next 2 months off work. In order to do that, I did what felt like double the work in January and February so I could stockpile some cash and feel comfortable putting all my energy into recovery. It paid off. I managed to complete all my physical therapy in just 3.5 months versus 6 and started working more regularly again in May. Then I repeated the work hard, take time off thing in the summer so I can enjoy my road trip throughout the U.S. This budgeting strategy felt completely foreign to me, stockpiling and taking time off, but I was enjoying the freedom that came with it. Looking back, working that way for a year also prepared me for one very important project, my book. I know everyone's productivity tips and writing schedules are different, but personally, the book helped me realize that I am someone who likes to dive deep into one project. Cheryl Strayed calls it binge writing, and while I consider myself a mindful consumer now, I am still very much a binge creator. Unlike when you're trying to manage multiple clients with multiple projects and multiple deadlines, binge writing allows you to put all your energy into one piece. The payoff for that can be huge, but it does mean your income will dip while you're working. For those who would benefit from seeing the numbers, you can see a couple of charts in this post at kateflanders.com. When I look at both of those charts, I don't see the numbers. I see what was happening in my life, both personally and with work. In January, I was finishing the first draft of the book and therefore didn't do any client work. I earned money from mindful budgeting sales, but that's it. In March, I moved to Squamish and then had my first breakdown of the year and started going to therapy. In May, I opted out of client work again in order to finish my first big round of edits to the book. The girls had also been sick that month, so I wanted to spend all my spare time with them. 3 days after I submitted the second draft, I lost Molly, and 9 days later, Lexi too. The day Lexi died, I told all my clients I was quitting freelance. I know you're not supposed to make any big decisions when you're grieving, but that was something I'd been questioning for months, and I knew I wasn't going to bounce back quickly from the losses. That was the beginning of a long, sad summer for me. But the quitting part, that was easy. It helped that I knew I had two big paychecks still coming, a portion of my book advance, another for my audiobook deal, and then some sales from A Simple Year and Mindful Budgeting later in the year. But the summer was long and sad, and I earned less than $3,000 in 3 months. How I budget with very irregular self-employed income. Hear that in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled How I Budget with Very Irregular Self-Employed Income by Kate Flanders of kateflanders.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And I'm going to finish the rest of this post for you tomorrow, but before we go, don't forget that you can listen to a lot more blogs being narrated to you for free simply by searching for Optimal Living Daily to find our other shows. Now, Justin actually just narrated a post from Kate on 10 ways to declutter your digital life in 10 minutes. That was episode 696 at Optimal Living Daily, and it was a popular one that you might like. Again, you can find that and all of our shows by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this show. And that's a wrap for another Monday episode. I will be back tomorrow when I'll finish up this post. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more, from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.